together we'll recite. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudhiret nashta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtiki krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha nanda gopa kumaraya govindaya namo namaha. So we are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 5, Narada's teachings to Vasudev, Text 26. You can please repeat. Vishnur Yagya Rishnigarbha Sarvadeva Urukrama Rishakapir Jayantyascha Urugaya Itiryate Vishnur Yagya Rishnigarbha Sarvadeva Urukrama Rishakapir Jayantascha Urugaya Itiryate. Matajis. Yagya Rishnigarbha Sarva Deva Urukrama Jayantasya Aitivyate. Vishnu Yagya Rishnigarbha Jayantasya Urugaya Itiryate. Translation. We'll recite word to word meaning. Vishnu, the all-pervading Supreme Lord. Yagya, the Supreme Personality of Sacrifice. Rishnigarbha, the son of Rishni and Prajapati Sutapa. Sarvadeva, the Lord of all Lords. Urukrama, the performer of wonderful deeds. Vrishakapi, the Lord who dispels all suffering and rewards all desires simply by being remembered. Jayanta, the all victorious. Cha, and Urugaya, the most glorified. Iti, by these names. Iryate, he is called. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, in Treta Yuga, the Lord is glorified by the names Vishnu, Yagya, Rishnigarbha, Sarvadeva, Urukrama, Vrishakapi, Jayantya and Urugaya. Purport, Rishnigarbha refers to the Krishna's incarnation as the son of Rishnidevi and Prajapati Sutpa. Vrishakapi indicates that if the living entities simply remember the Lord, he is inclined to shower all benedictions upon them, thus satisfying their desires and removing their miseries. Since the Lord is always victorious, He is called Jayanta. Om Agyanadhimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Besha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishubhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna. So today is a very auspicious day. It is the second Purnima of this month, the last day of the month of Kartik, the last day of Bhishma Panchak. Today also is the day when Krishna performed his Ras Leela. So therefore this is the day of Shri Krishna Ras Yatra. Also today is the day of marriage of Tulsi and Shaligram. Today is the appearance day of Shripad Nimbarkacharya. And today is the day when Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered Sri Vrindavan Dham. While in his manifest pastimes. And we had the installation of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu DT in Govardhan EK village last year on this day. And so many auspicious events on this particular day. So in this, I'll just like to briefly begin by speaking about Shripad Nimbarkacharya. Then we will discuss about this verse. And then we will discuss about Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entering Vrindavan from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? So, Shripad Nimbarkacharya, he is the Acharya in the Kumar Sampradaya. It is said that he spent his life, most of his life in Vrindavan, worshipping the Lord. It's mentioned earlier that he was a devotee of Lord Shiva. And then he used to worship Lord Shiva very sincerely, offering him bale leaves. And one day Lord Shiva was specially pleased. And he said, you should go on the outside of this village and there is a forest of bale trees. Within this forest you will meet four Kumaras, Chatush Kumaras. And they will teach you about the absolute truth and you should accept them as your spiritual master. Right? They are ordained and they will give you the highest knowledge of the absolute truth. So Nimbarkacharya, who was a Brahmana and very devoted to Lord Shiva, by the mercy of Lord Shiva, he was directed to the four Kumaras. And he went to the forest and he was searching, and finally he found the four Kumaras. They were sitting on a raised platform. They were as effulgent as the sun. He offered his obeisances and described how he had been looking for them, how Lord Shiva has directed him to them. And then the four Kumaras very mercifully spoke. They said, the all-merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to teach religious principles in this age of Kali Yoga, he has established four Vaishnava Sampradayas. So they describe that how Ramanujacharya, he was the Acharya of the Shri Sampradaya, and Mother Goddess, she the presiding deity, Shri. Right? So Lakshmi ji accepted Ramanujacharya as a prominent Acharya of her Sampradaya. Lord Brahma accepted Madhvacharya as a prominent Acharya of his Sampradaya, right? Brahma Sampradaya. And then Lord Shiva, he accepted Vishnu Swami as a prominent Acharya of the third Vaishnava Sampradaya. And the four Kumaras said, we are actually fortunate to have you, Nimbarkacharya, as the Acharya of the fourth Sampradaya named after us, Kumara Sampradaya. Right? So in this way, they accepted Nimbarkacharya. And he said, it's the will of the Lord that you learn about devotional service and you preach the worship of Radha and Krishna, serving Radha Krishna in the mood of Vrindavan throughout the world. So they said, we have actually, earlier we were impersonalists, but by the mercy of the Lord, we became devoted to Him. And Sanat Kumar said, I have compiled Sanat Kumar Samhita, right, which we shall be very glad to teach you, and which will show the process of worshipping Radha and Krishna, the mood, the proper mood in which they are to be worshipped. So in this way, the four Kumaras, they blessed Nimbarkacharya and they imparted the teachings of worshipping the Supreme Lord, and he became one of the very prominent Acharyas, right? Nimbarkacharya. So it is mentioned that he was, once there were some sadhus who had come to Vrindavan, and Nimbarkacharya extended his hospitality to them. Right? He asked them to have Mahaprasad of the Lord. But they said, oh, the sun has already set. We will not eat after sunset. So Nimbarkacharya, he wanted to show that how Mahaprasad is beyond all such rules and regulation. One should not ignore Mahaprasad. He made the sun appear again from behind a neem tree, right, for some time so that they may accept the Mahaprasad. And then he served them Mahaprasad, again the sun set. So because the sun appeared again from behind the Nimba tree, he said his name became Nimbarka Acharya. Nimba is a tree, Arkam means the sun. So one who made the sun reappear, right, by his devotional prowess, so that Mahaprasad may not be neglected, right, and to establish the supremacy of the Lord's mercy over just the rules and regulations, his name became Nimbarka Acharya. That's another story about him. So, today is his appearance day, and with his blessings, now we will discuss something upon this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam and also about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entering Sri Vrindavan Dham. So, in this particular verse, this verse is actually just a glorification. This verse is Nam Sankirtan. Just the name of the Lord, if you see. What is the verse? Vishnu, Yajna, Rishnigarbha, Sarva Deva, Urukrama, Rishakapir, Jayantas, Urugaya. All these are the names of the Lord. Right? So the eight names of the Lord are mentioned in this verse. The Lord is known in Treta Yuga by these names. Right? So reciting this verse is equivalent to performing Nam Sankirtan, just the name of the Lord. Right? So basically the context is, how the question being asked is that how the Lord is worshipped in each yuga, right? What is his complexion? What are his names? What is his form, description of his form, and the process of worshipping him, right? For each of the four ages, these four aspects of the avatar of the Lord in that particular age is being described. What is his complexion? What is his form? Description of his form, complexion, name, and the process of worship. So this verse is describing the names of the Lord by which he is glorified in the Treta Yuga. So we are in that context. The Lord appears in each yuga, and we understand about the appearance of the Lord primarily from the scriptures. There is a discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami about the various avatars of the Lord, and Sanatana Goswami asks the question how we can understand specifically about the avatar, the incarnation in the age of Kali Yuga. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies, just like we understand about all the other avatars, right? Primarily we understand from the scriptures, right? Although we have sadhu, shastra and guru, but Prabhupada described that scriptures is the central focus. The principal means to understand about all the avatars of the Lord is from the scriptures. So this portion of the Srimad Bhagavatam is given description of the avatars in each age. Right? Yuga avataras, the description is being given. Right? So there are various categories of avatara that have been described. Right? There are manvantara avataras, there are guna avataras, there are purusha avataras, there are shaktivesha avataras, right? There are leela avataras, and so on. Right? So number of different categories of avataras have been described in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in various other scriptures also. Right? Even Rupa Goswami in Laghu Bhagavatam describes in detail the science of the avataras. So, also it described that the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he shows mercy to all the living entities in three ways. Right? There are a little different categorization. Bhakta kripa kare na prabhu eti na sarupe. So, onto the devotees, the Lord shows mercy in three ways. Sakshat aveshe ara avirbhava rupe. Personally, he descends. Right? That is like avatar. In three ways the Lord shows mercy to living entities. One is like the avatar, when he personally descends, or himself is present, right? Sakshat. Then aveshe. Avesh, like when we call shakti avesh, it is meaning Bhagavad Shakti avesh. Right? Avesh means Lord empowers someone. So, at different places, although we sometimes use the word shakti avesh avatar to show that there is a Lord's empowerment, but at times the word avesh is not put under avatars. It is categorized separately. Why? Because all the avataras, they have been precisely described. They are Vishnu tattvas. Now avesh, a Lord can empower a jiva also. Right? So that is, therefore sometimes the avesh is not put under the avatar categorization. They are categorized separately. Avesh. It could be, again within the avesh, there is a Bhagavat Bhav avesh. Sometimes a person feels he is the Supreme Lord. Other time he feels he is the servant of the Supreme Lord. There is a Bhagavat Shakti avesh. So primarily avesh is discussed in terms of Bhagavat Shakti avesh, which is the Lord empowers a living entity, or it could be his own expansion sometimes, but the Lord manifests a particular power or shakti through a living entity, right? So that is known as avesh. And the Lord can empower, right? It doesn't have to be scheduled. Like as we know, all the avataras, they are described in the scriptures, they come at a particular schedule, right? But avesh, the Lord, for his accomplishing his task, he can empower n number of living entities, right? In different ways to accomplish a certain task, right? So there is a story of how the Lord empowered Nakul Brahmachari in Chaitanya Charitamrita Lord has Avesh within him. Right? We'll not go into the detail. But it could be many living entities can be empowered for the Lord's own purpose. Right? That is Avesh. And the third is Avirbhav. Right? Avirbhav. Now Avirbhav is when the Lord manifests to a particular devotee. Not that the Lord appears as an avatar. Again, this is a different categorization, as I said. So, in this particular verse, Avesh and Avirbhav are considered separate than the avatar. So, the Avirbhav is Krishna manifest to his pure devotees, being impelled by their love, being attracted by their love. Right? So, it has been described that सचिरा मंदिरे आर राघव भवने नित्यानंद नर्तने आर शिवास कीर्तने एई चारी थाई प्रभुरा सदा आविर्भाव प्रेमा कृष्ण है प्रभुरा सहज स्वभाव. सो सचिरा मंदिरे आर राघव भवने. सो द फोर प्लेसेस आर डिस्क्राइब दैट द लॉर्ड ऑलवेज मैनिफेस्टेड. ही वॉज ऑलवेज देयर प्रेजेंट इन द हाउस ऑफ or in the temple of Mother Sachi. Whenever she would make an offering, the Lord would come to honor that, eat it. And Raghav Pandit also in his house, the Lord would often take his offerings also. And wherever Nityanand Prabhu would dance, Nityanand Nartane, or Shivasa Bhavane, right, or Shivasa Kirtane. So whenever Nityanand Prabhu would dance, the Lord would manifest there himself, and whenever there is a kirtan in the house of Shivas Thakur, the Lord is present. So in this way, Eichari Thai Prabhura Sada Avirbhav, these four places the Lord is always there. Why? Prema Krishna Hai Prabhura Sahaja Sabhav. Because the Lord is attracted by the love of his devotees. Prema Krishna Hai. So wherever there is intense love, hankering for the Lord appears. He doesn't have to take avatar. It's not that one may say, oh, the Lord appeared, but now in this age of Kali Yuga, but only at the end of the Kali Yuga, Lord will appear as Kalki, right? He will not perform any pastime. He will come to end the pastimes of all Kali Yuga people. Right? So someone may say, oh, but now we will be bereft, right? The Lord appeared already 500 years back. We just missed him. Now there is a 4 lakh, more than 4 lakh years pending, right? No, Lord will not come and so on. But it's not that. In his avirbhav feature, Lord can appear to his devotees. He can reciprocate, right, with each and every devotee. Just like it is. So this avirbhav feature, another place it is described, bhakta grahe bhakta chitte sada avasthan. The Lord always resides in the hearts and the home of the devotees. Right? Kabu gupta kabu vyakta swatantra bhagavan. Sometimes he remains hidden, sometimes he manifests himself. Right? So the Lord keep manifesting himself to his devotees in his avirbhav feature. He keeps reciprocating. Right? He doesn't have to take separate avatar. Right? He doesn't have to come in the pages of Bhagavatam and so on as avatar. But in his avirbhav feature, the Lord appears and continues to reciprocate. So, the archivigraha form of the Lord, the deity form of the Lord, actually is categorize sometimes under avirbhav. With the Lord manifest. Right? It's not, although we sometimes say arch avatar, but more technically precise will be the Lord's avirbhav, the archa form. Right? It manifests in reciprocation with the pure love of the devotees. Right? And the Lord reciprocates, he accepts the offerings of his devotees and showers his benediction, blessings, and so on. He provides the opportunity for us to serve him, right? Which is a great blessing. So, it is described, Lord Gopal, he appeared to Madhavendra Puri, being controlled by his pure love. Yar preme vash haiya prakat haila, seva angikar kari jagat tarila. So, being controlled by the love of Madhavendra Puri, he appeared. Right? He appeared and he accepted the service of so many devotees, and thus he delivered the whole world. So that is like avirbhav of the Lord. So there is a beautiful story of Prabhupada, he from Bombay, Prabhupada went to Australia. Okay? And Prabhupada carried with him the deities of Radha Gopinath. And Prabhupada wanted to establish them in Sydney temple. Right? And Prabhupada went there, the Sydney temple. Madhudish Swami was there in charge, but somehow he did not receive the news of Prabhupada's arrival, and no one was there at the airport. Right? And Prabhupada, anyway, with his servant, he took the cab and reached the Sydney temple, and they were shocked, you know, just see Prabhupada has come, right? And there was nothing, there was crap lying behind the temple, it was not properly kept, right? And devotees were shocked. And, you know, they somehow, in great hurry, they tried to settle Prabhupada, they tried to serve Prabhupada, and the cook went to cook, and he burnt the food, and so on, right? In a great hurry. So, there were a lot of mess. And Prabhupada said, I have only a few days here. I want to install Radha Gopinath, right? There was no altar ready. The senior most devotee was 3 months old in the temple. They had no idea of, you know, what to speak of. Deity worship, right? They had no idea of, you know, basic rules and regulation of devotional service. Right? So, there was altar. As I said, altar was not ready. It was just a table and little cloth. But Prabhupada had brought the deities to be established, right? To be installed. And Prabhupada said, I have no time. I don't know when will I come again to Sydney. Right? So Prabhupada said, I have to install the deities. You all make the preparations. In 2-3 days, we'll install the deities. You know, I'll try to. Some of the ladies had stitched some outfits, as many outfits as possible, and make preparation, right? So on. So Prabhupada, so although no one was ready, you know, from all standards, right? Deities were not to be installed actually, you know, because didn't know, had no clue of how to serve, how to worship, and so on. But Prabhupada made a very unusual request to the deities. Prabhupada said, I am leaving in the hand of these malechas. You please guide these boys and girls and give them the intelligence to worship you. Right? So like we conduct many seminars, deity worship seminar. Again, there will be a coming Sunday, deity worship, Ishta Goshti, so on. Right? Lot of training, lot of inspection before install the deities. Everything, you know, is to be done. But Prabhupada said, you only take the seminar. You are seated with everyone's heart. Right? One-to-one seminar. Please take. And you guide them how to worship you. Prabhupada made that request to the Lord. And whatever was possible in 2-3 days, Prabhupada taught them a little bit. And then Prabhupada left Gopinath in their custody. And exactly after 1 year, Prabhupada again went on a world tour. He went to Sydney. And he saw devotees had made a nice altar. There were beautiful dresses, nice bhoga being offered, right? The altar was decorated with flowers and they were being served. The deity looked very resplendent, right? Shining. So Prabhupada became so happy, right? Yar prem evash haiya prakat haila seva angikar kari jagat tarila. So controlled by the love, the Lord appeared, right? He guided all of them how they can serve. And then accepted their service, and actually they all benefited tremendously, right? Made great spiritual advancement. Right? So in this way, the Lord in his archa form appears being impelled by the love of his devotees. Right? So there's another beautiful story of the appearance of Radha London Ishwar. So the devotees, as we know, the 3 couples, Shamsundar Prabhu, Malati Mataji, Gurudas Prabhu, Yamuna Mataji, and Mukund Prabhu and Janki Mataji. Right? They all were struggling very hard to start the London center. And finally, you know, after a long struggle, they acquired a place and they set up the date for the opening of the temple. For many months, Yamuna Mataji, she had been planning that we should have a big DD, we will not install small DDs, right? We should order big DDs from Jaipur, and then we will have the installation of the bigger DDs, of bigger Radha Krishna, right? Marble DDs. So, there was an Indian house in London, and on various floors of the Indian house, she had put up the donation boxes and written donation for Radha Krishna temple. Right? So she planned many months ahead, and gradually people would go in that Indian house and pious Indian would put some donation. Right? So gradually over the months, she collected sufficient money so that she can order Radha Krishna DDs, right, for the new temple, the first temple in London. So what happened, Shyam Sundar Prabhu was working on the temple construction and he had a truck. And the truck broke down and there was a major breakdown in the truck. Right? The engine needs to be opened and a lot of expense. So he said, ask Yamuna, give your money, DD money. But if the temple is not ready, what will you do with the DDs? So she said, no, this is for the DDs. I can't spare this money. Right? And Shyam Sundar wrote to Prabhupada, the truck has broken, we can't proceed with the temple construction. Only money is with Yamuna, right? The DD fund. Only she gives the money, we can repair the truck and proceed with the, you know, temple construction. Prabhupada wrote to Yamuna, give the money to Shyam Sundar. Right? And she, you know, very, and Prabhupada also wrote, Krishna will come on his own. You give the money, Krishna will come on his own. And she somehow gave the money, and then Prabhupada arrived, just few days were remaining. And Prabhupada said, I have small DDs, we can install small DDs, big DDs. DDs are after all DDs, right? Small Krishna, big Krishna, Krishna is Krishna, right? But then Yamuna Mataji, she had to accept whatever it was. But then just 2 days before the opening of the temple, there was Mr. Goyal in London. He invited Prabhupada to his house, right? And he invited Prabhupada to his house, and then he served prasadam and all that. And he said, we had actually got one DDs from India. And, you know, the finger of Srimati Radharani had actually broken, right? And so we think we can't install the DDs. We are thinking we can donate the DDs to you, right? Prabhupada said, show me the DDs. And Prabhupada went and saw the DDs. There was a small finger broken. Right? And Prabhupada asked Mukund Prabhu, Mukund, see if you can lift Krishna. He said, yes, I can lift Krishna. Right? Then he asked, Shyam Sundar, can you lift Srimati Radharani? He said, yes, I can lift. Prabhupada said, take them. He said, they were shocked. They wanted to have a kind of ceremony in which they would be donating the DDs. Right? Like, and all that. Prabhupada said, no, we accepted the offer. Take them to the car. And they were like very much shocked, right? Before they could come out of the shock, the devotees had taken Radha and Krishna, put in the, you know, wagon, and they drove. And Prabhupada stopped the car in between, and he started offering the prayers, right? Reciting Govindam prayers, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, right? And then Prabhupada said, Krishna has actually tricked Mr. Goyal, right? He always wanted to come to us, right? And finger broke is no problem. We'll join, and this is a trick of Radharani, right, and Krishna to come to us. Right? So in this way, and then Prabhupada took the duties, and Yamuna Mataji was so happy beyond her expectation. And Prabhupada said, your sincerity has attracted Krishna because you sacrifice. Right? So of course Yamuna Mataji, she understood, no, Prabhupada, because you promised Krishna will come on his own. So Krishna has come, right? So both of them gave credit to each other. So in this way, being attracted by the pure devotion of Prabhupada and also by the pure devotion of Yamuna Mataji and her sacrifice, Krishna appeared, right? And to this day, Radha London Ishwar are one of the most charming deities. They have such a beautiful smile, right? And their smile, you know, the enchantment of their smile keeps increasing, right? Whoever visits, they are enchanted by looking at the deities, right? One of the most beautiful deities in ISKCON are Radha London Ishwar, right? That's how they appeared. Right? So in this way, Krishna appears again and again, right? I said, in the deity form, which is like his avirbhav, he manifests before the Lord, right? So in this way, by as avatar and also as avesh and also as avirbhav. Right? So this one verse in which three forms of the Lord are described, in which the Lord appears in order to show mercy to the devotees.
Bhakte kripa kare na prabhu eti na sarupe sakshat aveshe ar avirbhav rupe.
So we discuss about the appearance of the Lord in context of this verse, and now we would like to discuss, as I said, today is the day, the last day of the month of Kartik, Shri Krishna Ras Yatra, another day when the Lord performed His Ras Leela. This is the day when Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered Shri Vrindavan Dham. So we will briefly discuss about His journey to Vrindavan and about His entering Shri Vrindavan Dham. So, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very eager to go to Vrindavan after taking sannyas, but Nityananda Prabhu wanted him to join the devotees, right? Because the devotees were in great separation. Right? So, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy after taking sannyas, said, I am going to Vrindavan, I am going to serve the Lord of my heart, Shri Krishna, in Vrindavan Dham, and so on. But Nityananda Prabhu didn't desire. So he redirected him to Shantipur, where Mother Sachi met. That if you are in Vrindavan, I will never get your news. If you are a little close by, where the devotees keep coming and going, I will get your news. Right? I will not be able to see you again, but at least your news will sustain my life. Right? So therefore, in order to honor the request of his mother, the Lord agreed to settle in Jagannath Puri, Neelachal. Right? So then, the Lord had taken sannyas and He wanted to spread the glories of chanting the holy name of the Lord and deliver all the living entities. So for 2 years, He toured South India. Right? After He came back from South India, again He became very eager to go to Vrindavan. Right? And then He called Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, right? These two were very principal devotees. And the Lord proposed that, I want to go to Vrindavan. It has been my great desire. They said, my Lord, but Rath Yatra is coming. So you should see the Rath Yatra and then go. Right? After the Rath Yatra, he said, I want to go. He said, no, there is a Vijayadashmi festival celebration. Please observe that and go. Then said, I want to go. Now it's very cold. Winter has started. You should not go now. After the winter is over, then you should go. Said, I want to go after the winters. The Dole Yatra of Lord Jagannath is coming. You should observe that festival. It's very beautiful. You have been in South India. You didn't observe this festival. Please observe this and then go. Right? In this way, they kept postponing. Aji kali kari uthaye vivida upay. Not today, tomorrow. Right? Aji kali kari uthaye vivida upay. Right? In some way or the other, they didn't allow. Yaite sammati na day vichedera bhai. They don't allow because they were fearing separation. Yadyapi Satantra Prabhu Nahe Nivaran. Right? Although the Lord is independent, who can check Him? And He wants to go to Vrindavan. Bhakta Icha Vina Prabhu Na Kare Gaman. But although the Lord is completely independent, but still He will not proceed toward Vrindavan without the permission and blessings of His devotees. Right? Bhakta Icha Vina Prabhu Na Kare Gaman. That's the Lord's beautiful quality. Right? And then, in this way, 2 more years passed. Not today, tomorrow. Aji Kali. Right? Not today, tomorrow. So 2 more years passed. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again called Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and said, Bahuta utkantha mora yaite Vrindavan tomara hate dui vassar na kailu gaman. I have so much desire, eagerness to go to Vrindavan. But because of you didn't desire, your hate, right? You didn't give permission, right? Therefore, I could not go, right? 2 more years have passed. Avashya chali baduhe karaha sammati. Now I must go. Please, both of you, give me permission. Avashya chali baduhe karaha sammati. Please, agree to my proposal. Toma duha vina mora nahi anya gati. I do not have any other shelter in this world except for the two of you. Right?
I cannot proceed without taking your permission and blessings. Independent Supreme Lord. Right? Can you imagine? He's saying, I have no other shelter apart from the two of you. Therefore, I cannot go. I cannot leave the shelter. Only if you allow. Only if you allow, then I can go. Right? And not just that, the Lord said, Prasanna haiya agyadiba namaniba dukh. You should give me permission and blessings happily, not with a heavy heart. Or not, you know, sometime like when a person wants some permission, he just keep asking, he torments another person so much, said, okay, do whatever you want to do, please leave me behind, right? So kind of, not like that, not that kind of permission. The Lord is saying, you should happily allow me, right? You should not feel sad. Happily allow me to go to Vrindavan. If you happily allow me, then I will also be happy on the way. Prasanna haiya agya diba namani ba dukh tomar sabe sukhe pathe habe mora sukh. Because of your happiness, I will also be happy. Right? So only in the fifth year could the Lord go to Vrindavan. Right? That was the fifth year. 4 years you could not go. The independent Supreme Lord who appeared in this world to release the mellows, right, the loving devotional service in the mood of resident Vrindavan, could not go to Vrindavan. Although he desired 4 years, right? I was just thinking if any new bhakta can be stopped for even 4 months, can book a ticket, right? 4 months, who will wait? Like one comes to devotional service, hear the glory of Vrindavan, he'll book a ticket, go to Vrindavan, right? And so on, right? Can anyone will stop if someone is saying no, you should not go now, right? No one will, but the independent Supreme Lord, right? How much he feels himself dependent upon the devotees, their permission, blessings. That too happily, for 4 years he could not proceed. Only the fifth year, Lord could go to Vrindavan. Right? When his devotees allowed him to go to Vrindavan. Right? So therefore, it's not easy to realize Vrindavan. Right? It's not that we can independently go and access the mercy of Vrindavan Dham. Right? So the Lord is teaching by his own example. You must have the blessings, the permission of the Vaishnavas. Right? And so on. So, then the Lord, this point of time, the Lord decided that earlier he went through Bengal, but then he came back. But then after coming back, immediately after some time, the Lord decided again for Vrindavan, and he decided to go through the Jharikhand forest. So while the Lord was going toward Vrindavan through the Jharikhand forest, he was chanting the holy name of the Lord in such absorption, in such avesh, right, that the Lord will pass, he would part right through, right, the herds of the tigers, the lions and the elephants, right through middle, and they would leave the path, right. Nirjanva nechale Prabhu Krishna namalaya Hasti vyagrapath chade Prabhu re dekhiya. Right? Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who was accompanying, he would be afraid to see the ferocious animals are there, but the Lord would not even notice them. Right? He would just pass right through them and they would leave the way for him. Right? So it's mentioned, Ekadin apathe vyagra kariya cheshayan. One day, one tiger was sleeping. Right? So he could not leave the way. And the Lord was passing, and the Lord's foot, right, touched this the tiger. Right? Aveshetar gaye prabhura lagila charan. In his own absorption, the Lord didn't notice the tiger sitting right, and the Lord's foot hit the tiger. Right? And the tiger got up, right, and Balabhadra Bhattacharya again became very afraid. And the Lord asked the tiger, chant the name of Krishna. Prabhu kahe kah Krishna vyagra uthila. Krishna, Krishna, kahi vyagra, nachite lagila. Right? Right? So the vyagra, the tiger, it started chanting the name of Krishna, Krishna. And it started dancing. Right? And if Balabhadra Bhattacharya had some, good megapixel camera, he probably would have taken a picture, it would have go viral or, right? So the tiger step, how would the tiger dance? It must be a very beautiful, gracious dance of the tiger. Right? But the tiger chanting the name of Krishna, right, must be roaring the name of Krishna and started dancing. And similarly, the Lord made the wild elephants dance, cry out the name of Krishna. Right? All the various birds, all the peacocks, right, and so on, they started following the Lord, right, singing and chanting the name of Krishna. Pathayai te kare prabhu uchya sankirtan madur kantha dhvani shuni aise mrigi gan. So the Lord, while passing through the Jharikhand forest, he's singing the name of the Lord, right? Madhur kantha dhvani. Very sweetly the Lord is singing the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Right? Very loudly, very sweetly the Lord is singing the name of the Lord, Uchya Sankirtan. And hearing the sweet sound of the Kirtan, the deer, they began to follow, right, the Lord. Dahine vame dhvani shuni yaye prabhu sange, prabhu tar anga muche shloka pade range. Right, they started following the Lord. They were on the left side of the Lord, on the right side of the Lord, behind the Lord. And the Lord just patted them. Prabhu tar anga muche shloka pade range. And the Lord recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, right, which were recited by the gopis. Danyasma mood matayo apirinna eta yananda nandanam upatta vichitra vesham akanya venuranitam sah krishna sara pujam dadur virchitam pranayavaloke. So danyasma mood matayo apirinna eta. So the gopi said, blessed are these foolish deer who are approaching the son of Nanda Maharaj. Right? And they said, they are worshipping the son of Nanda Maharaj with the glance of affection. Right? Just by glancing the Lord with affection, right, with affection filled eyes, actually one offers worship to the Lord. Right? Just like the pujari offer various articles of worship. Similarly, by taking darshan of the Lord with great affection, right, with the heart is filled with devotion, that is also like worshipping the Lord. Pujam dadur virchitam pranayavaloke. They are offering their puja by glancing the Lord with great affection, with great love. Right? So the Lord recited this verse, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembering. And while the deer are following the Lord and he is patting them, some of the tigers also started following. Henaka levya gratatha aila pancha sat, 5 or 7 tigers. Vyagra mrigi mili chale Mahaprabhu ra saath. They started, still the deer did not parted, right? They started walking together, right? Dekhi Mahaprabhu ra vrindavan smriti haila. When he saw the deer and tiger walking side by side, the Lord again remembered Vrindavan, right? And again he recited one beautiful verse about the glories of Vrindavan. Yatra naisarga durvaira sa asannar mrgadaya Mitrani Vajitavasa Drutrutarshanadikam. Right? So Prabhupada describes that Vrindavan is that transcendental land where the naturally inimical animals live together in great transcendental friendship. Right? The animals which are naturally inimical. Right? Like the deer and the tiger. But they live together, sahasan. Sahasan means they sit together side by side on the same seat. Right, sometime. In great transcendental friendship, sahasan, together they stay. Narmragadaya, right, the fierce animals, humans, and so on. Right? So, that is a special quality of Vrindavan. Right? So, this verse is quite important. At least, as humans, right, we are not like naturally inimical as such. Right? At least we can, Vrindavan consciousness means to stay in great harmony, in great love and affection. In the mood of, as Prabhupada wanted, that all the devotees to cooperate, right, and not have any kind of conflict or fight with each other, right. So Vrindavan is a place where there is complete harmony, even between the naturally inimical, right, not to speak of human beings, right, who should have natural friendship with each other. So Mitrani Iv Ajitavasa, such is the abode of the Lord. Right? So the Lord, seeing the deer and the tigers walking together, recited this another beautiful verse. And then the Lord asked both the deers and the tiger to chant the name of Krishna. Krishna Krishna kaha kari prabhu yabe balila. Krishna krahi vyagra mriga nachite lagila. Nache kunde vyagra gana mrigi gana sange. Right? So they started dancing and jumping together, holding hands with each other. Vyagra mriga anayone kare alingan. They embraced each other. Mukhe mukha diya kare anayone chumban. They started kissing each other. Right? Right? Their love for each other, they forgot the enemy long back. But now their love is constantly increasing. Right? They first started dancing together, then holding hands together, then embracing together, then kissing together. Mukhe mukha diya kare anayone chumban. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Kautuka dekhiya prabhu hasite lagila. Started laughing, seeing this fun. Right? Tasa vake taha chadi aage chali gela. But the Lord left them behind. Right? Continue to chant and dance. And the Lord went ahead. Right? So, wherever the Lord went, it has been described that the Lord instructed everyone in the chanting of the holy name, and he gave everyone prem bhakti. Yehi gram diyayana yaha karena sthiti se sab gramera lokera hai prem bhakti. From wherever the Lord passed, yehi gram diyayana yaha karena sthiti, wherever the Lord stayed, everywhere he distributed prem bhakti, the loving devotional service unto Krishna. Keha yadhi tar mukhe shune Krishna naam, tar mukhe an shune tar mukhe an. Right? So, the Lord gave prem bhakti wherever he stayed, but other villages through which he did not pass, they would hear from these villagers, right? From where he passed. Right? Tar mukhe an shune, tar mukhe an. And then other villagers would do from them. And so on, in this way, sabhe Krishna hari bale nache kande hase, paramparaye vaishnava haila sarva deshe. In this way, parampara, through the disciplic succession, everyone became Vaishnava in that whole province. So while the Lord is passing in his absorption in great ecstasy through the Jharikhand forest, he would always be remembering Vrindavan. Right? If he would see any river flowing, he would remember Yamuna. If he should see any hill passing through the Jharikhand forest, he would remember Govardhan. Vana dekhi brahma hai ei Vrindavan, shala dekhi mane hai ei Govardhan. Yaha nadi dekhe taha mane ye kalindi, maha prema veshe nache prabhu pade kandi. Again and again, right, he would remember Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yamuna, and he would become greatly ecstatic and will fall down unconscious, right, while passing. So in this way, the Lord proceeding towards Vrindavan, and then the Lord reached Varanasi. The Lord is very eager. Varanasi has already come quite a distance. Now he is not so far. But in Varanasi, Tapan Mishra and there was another devotee, Vaidya, Chandrasekhar Vaidya. So the Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Vaidya. So they requested the Lord, "My Lord, when we will see you again? We have been here, you know, we have no new devotee association over here. We have been associating with Mayavadis only here. Now you have come here. Please don't go away so fast. Please stay here for some time." Right? And the Lord is eager to go to Vrindavan. Right? He's already, you know, all the long way, his eagerness has been increasing. So the Lord doesn't want to stay in Varanasi, you know, the city in which they are inhabited by Mayavadis. But the devotees, they requested. Right? And the Lord stayed. Right? He again took a, although he didn't want to, although he is very eager to go to Vrindavan, but still Lord stayed in Varanasi. Ei mat mahaprabhu dui bhrittera vashe. Again, the devotees. Right? They wanted him to stay sometime in Varanasi, and the Lord is always controlled. Ei mat mahaprabhu dui bhrittera vashe. Icha nahi tabu tatha rahila dina dashe. So 10 days the Lord again stayed in Varanasi just because it's to please his devotees. They wanted his association. They wanted his association. And Lord himself had instructed Tapan Mishra that you go and stay in Varanasi. So now Lord had to reciprocate. You also please stay in Varanasi for some time. Right? Tapan Mishra said for so many years, the Lord at least stayed in for 10 days, right? To, in order to please and reciprocate with his devotees. So Lord stayed in Varanasi and then he proceeded finally towards Vrindavan. Right? So he came to Mathura first. And in Mathura, the Lord became very ecstatic. He took bath in Yamuna, Vishram Ghat, and then he went to take darshan of Keshavji, right? The Lord in his birthplace. And the Lord was chanting and dancing in great ecstasy in the temple of Lord Keshav, in the birthplace. Premanande na che gaye sagana hunkar, prabhura prema vesha dekhi loke chamatkar. Everyone was astonished. They said, oh, Krishna has come again. Everyone was feeling like that. There was one Brahmana in Mathura. Right? So Sridhara Mahaprabhu was dancing with great ecstasy. This was the elderly Brahmana. He joined Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he danced with the same ecstasy, with the same love. Right? They both, like he pitched in. Right? And actually started dancing along with Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he chanted and danced for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this Brahmana aside and he said, you are very simple Brahmana, you are an elderly person, where did you get this ecstatic love for Krishna? Right? Lord asked him. And then this Brahmana, he gave a very beautiful reply. Right? So he described about Madhavendra Puri, that how he actually came to Mathura. And he very mercifully accepted me as a disciple. He even gave me the opportunity to serve him prasad, cook for him and serve him prasad. And he said, Krishna prema taha yaha tahara samban, taha vina e pramera anya nahi gan. Right? So he said, this kind of love can only be Krishna prema taha yaha tahara samban. This kind of love can only exist where there is a connection of Srila Madhavendra Puri. Without his connection, there is not even a trace, not even a gandh, not a slight smell of such love of Godhead. Right? So even the Sanodiya Brahmana said, you must also be related to my master, Madhavendra Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, right? I am also actually related to him. Without his mercy, there is no existence of such ecstatic love for Krishna. Right? So especially we can see in the Western world where devotional service was unknown, wherever there is a manifestation of devotional service, pure love of Krishna, in the Western world, there is always a connection of Prabhupada. Right? We will see that. Right? Krishna prema yaha, taha yaha, tahara sambandh. Right? There will be a connection of Prabhupada because it is by his effort, by his mercy actually, the Western world has known about devotional service to Krishna. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So, and then the Brahmana invited the Lord to also accept prasadam at his house. He said, I'll ask some other high caste Brahmana. He was from not a very higher caste. I'll engage some other higher caste Brahmana to cook. Lord said, no, Madhavendra Puri accepted prasadam for you, so you should only cook for me. Right? So the Lord accepted prasadam from him, and then this Brahmana actually took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Braj Parikrama. Right? He took him and showed all the 12 forests, and he said, you may fall unconscious at any point of time, I have to take care of you, and so on. Right? So in his company, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually entered Vrindavan and toured all the 12 forests, and said that wherever the Lord would go, even the trees, the creepers, the birds, animals, everyone became so jubilant on seeing, and they would, he said, the trees would bow down and offer their fruits and flower, just like a relative offers fruits and flower to another relative. Right? So in this way, the Lord entered Vrindavan and he toured Vrindavan this particular day. So,
We will stop the class over here. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Rasyatra Mahamahotsav Ki Jai. Shri Pad Nimbarka Acharya Avirbhava Divas Mahamahotsav Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.